Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge Call. I'm Kevin Flanagan, president of the Edge. I'm looking around the screen. I did not need to say that for any of you, but we're glad you're here this morning. By the way, we are working with our web folks to get all the back challenge calls back to last April when our last recorded one was reserved. We've got them all, so we're looking to get them all up there so you can check out previous ones. Anyway, that's coming. This morning, don't want to take any of his time because we all love and enjoy what he challenges us. So we've got Skip Long, and Skip's going to take a few minutes. Skip, your company name was up there a minute ago, and so I'm going to let you say that as you get started. Sealy Long something something. So anyway, he's working with us particularly to get a grant for the law enforcement training portion of what we do, and we're pretty excited about that. But anyway, Skip, challenge us.
Hey, thank you. Good morning, everyone. There were two entities that got together one day, Truth and Lie. And Truth and Lie decided, let's go down to the lake and go skinny dipping. So Truth and Lie go down to the lake. They fold up their clothes nice and neat on the side of the lake, and they jump in the water, splashing, playing Marco Polo, Truth and Lie. Well, Truth goes under the water, comes up, wipes the water out of his face, notices the lie is gone. Truth said, well, what's up with this? Truth swims to the side of the lake, gets out, notices its clothes are missing. Oh, the Truth is upset now. So Truth heads into town, because see, Truth knows where the lie hangs out. So Truth walks up to the house of deception, knocks on the door. I want my clothes back. And now all these townspeople are gathered, and the lie comes to the door. And the lie says, I don't know what you're talking about. And the Truth screams even louder, right there, those clothes you have on, those are my clothes. And now all the townspeople are gathered. And I believe this morning we have the same challenge that they had. Who are you going to believe? Are you going to believe a lie that's dressed up in Truth's clothing? Or are you going to believe the naked truth? This morning, I'm often challenged by God with just, who am I listening to? What am I listening to? And it's really not the truth. The lie that's dressed up in Truth's clothing says, Skip, I control your life and destiny. You will always be broke, Skip. You will always be bound. You will always be guilty. You will always be afraid. Skip, your marriage is ruined. Your kids are going to be hopeless. Your health is not going to be any good. Your life is over. That's what the lie dressed up in Truth's clothing tells you. The lie says, guess what, Skip? You're a sinner. No, you're really not a sinner, Skip. That's wrong. You're a victim. And if it's right for you, Skip, it's right. If you're not hurting anybody, go ahead and do it. And yet the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth. I believe the Bible is truth. Thy word is truth, John says, and you shall know the truth. And you guys know it. The truth will set you free. Therefore, truth is the number one weapon to use against the lie, to use against the devil. And I think this morning, Jesus exposes the devil by using truth. So what I want to leave you with this morning are maybe 10 truths, because God's word is, I call it a perfect 10. There's more than 10, but for this morning, I want to give you 10 truths. And what I'd love for you to do, if you're not driving or lounging on the beach nicely, close your eyes and listen to these I ams. These are truth that diminishes the lie. I am saved from sin and declared to be righteous. I am free from bondage and am setting others free. I am full of love and I am a healer of relationships. I am not afraid of circumstances and challenges, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And in him, I am more than a conqueror. I'm not afraid of any earthly thing or even death, because for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I am filled with the spirit of truth and have power to heal the sick and cast out demons. I am blessed financially because my God will supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. I have favor upon my life that makes me the head and not the tail. above, and scripture says not beneath. And finally, my marriage, my family, my children, my home are all blessed and are coming into the knowledge of truth. This morning, I want to challenge all of us that we have a purpose. This morning, we have a destiny. We have a calling that we will fulfill before we leave this earth. And we're leaving this earth to receive our eternal rewards that are in heaven forever. This morning, as you go and be the edge, I challenge you, no more listening to lies that are dressed up in truth's clothing. We will only believe the naked truth. Go and be the edge.